Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All right, 3 o'clock. We can get to the business at hand, which, all right, Lions. Now, I have a feeling I know the way this will go. And it'll probably just annoy me to no end. The Lions have hired two new coordinators. Out with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, in with Kelvin Shepard and Bob Morton or whatever this guy's name
John
is
Morton.
From Denver. Don't care. The point is, here are your new coordinators. So the question now becomes, it's not even about can you be the same team, because being the same team hasn't been good enough to get to a Super Bowl. It's can you be better? Now, I just come from a place where when you lose coordinators, plural, or you lose several members of your staff, 9 times out of 10, you're taking a step back. And often a step back doesn't mean it's catastrophe, but it's a step back. It takes a year to retool. No matter who you hire, they're going to want to, what would you say, Rico, put their fingerprints on this.
Yeah.
That they're going to do things differently. You're not cloning Ben Johnson. And I understand. Ben Johnson has made a comment that Lion fans are going to, you know, tuck under their pillow and sleep with, which is, well, anybody could call plays with the core that's there. That's not true. It's just, it's blatantly false. Because if you mean that, it means you don't think Ben Johnson's special at all. That you don't think Ben Johnson's any good. That in essence, Ben Johnson is a ChatGPT creation. And that's equally disingenuous. So the question is just, okay, here's the hires. You promoted from within defensively. You went out and got a guy that was here, has made several stops in the league. He called plays for the Jets for 10 minutes. I'm not going to hold that against him. It was 7 years ago, and the Jets didn't have a lot of talent on offense, so not going to hold it against him. You know what else I'm not going to do? Not going to sit there and give him all the credit for Bo Nix. That's a Sean Payton production. So I'll wait and see. But do I believe you're going to even be as good as last year? No, I do not. Because that's the way it has worked my entire life in the National Football League when you lose elite coordinators.
Yeah.
Well, what about Andy Reid? He has Michael Jordan. It doesn't apply. That's like saying Phil Jackson left and the next guy kept winning. Right. You had Jordan.
But even with Andy Reid, Chiefs scoring went down after Bieniemy left. They still won. They just weren't as prolific once he left. So even Andy Reid took a hit with Michael Jordan. I look at this defensively. I think that it looks as if you're trying to keep the band together. A lot of you hire from within. You're going to kind of run the same schemes. You're going to kind of do the same things. Maybe Shepard tweaks it a little bit, but I think what you saw with Aaron Glenn, you'll see with Shepard. Offensively, that's where I think you're gonna see a difference. Because you bring in John Morton, and you didn't hire from within. You didn't say, we're going to just keep this the way it was going with Ben Johnson. As a matter of fact, ironically enough, Ben Johnson went to the Broncos to get his offensive coordinator instead of hiring somebody from the Lions and going over there with them. I mean, he took Randall L, but not as an OC. That leads me to wonder, I don't know what this offense is going to be, but I don't think it's going to be like it was this past couple of seasons because you went outside the family, and I don't know exactly what Coach Morton is going to do. If you're going to keep this status quo, you keep one of the guys you already have.
Yeah, they had Erg Strand. They had Scotty Montgomery, who's been a head coach, called plays, coach at ECU. I don't know.
Had Mark Brunell. You had a lot of people who could have just stepped up and said, okay, my turn.
Both guys start with a blank slate. But all I'm saying is, and if you disagree with this perspective, we could talk about it. I mean, it's not anything I'm going to get angry about. I don't care. It's simple. I think enough of Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson that it's insulting to act that you are just going to, in one foul swoop, replace them both at an equal, much less superior level. I don't subscribe to it. Does it mean it can't happen? Of course not. Sports tells us all the time that things that we don't believe can happen, happen. But generally speaking, not exclusively, but a vast majority. And if you need proof of it, go look at the Philadelphia Eagles. It took them multiple cycles to get this right. Do you want to tell me you're a better organization than Philly? You're not. Do you want to tell me that you're smarter than Philly? You're not. They're one of the three or four best franchises in the game. They still had to trip, get up, and make better hires. Then and only then, they finally landed on Vic Fangio. Oh, and by the way, let's look at how they got better. Their free agent acquisition has had arguably the greatest regular season in the history of the National Football League in Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Both DBs they drafted are up for Rookie of the Year consideration with Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. And Vic Fangio, the coordinator hire, up for Coach of the Year. That took two cycles. So the idea the Lions are just simply going to get all of it right and automatically elevate. No, I can't say that. I am not selling you doom. No one is here telling you your offense won't be good. But if you were the same people who called Rico and I, Ben Johnson's not going to leave his kids like their church. If you loved Ben Johnson and respected what he did, you don't get to turn around, use him as a bidet, and just act like anybody's going to replace him. I do not buy that. So no, I don't think you'll be better. And that's why I fear. Look, man, I don't do like hard windows in the NFL because so much can change. Right. But by 2026, Brad Holmes got a lot of work to do to free up a lot of cap space. And you're going to lose players. So it feels like this year would be the third year in a three-year window. And hey, again, you may think, hey, Mike, I think you can do 4 or 5 years. Other people, I think you get about a three-year run unless you are a true outlier in this game and you have the unicorn.
See, Mike, I think this. I don't think you're going to be able to run it back next year. I don't think you're just going to pick up right where you left off.
Agreed.
Now, it could take some time. They could be great.
By December, have it running at a high level.
But maybe. I think it's going to take some time to implement their system, especially offensively, because I don't think you're going to be running it back with that same Ben Johnson offense. I think it will look different. I think it will be different and kind of go hand in hand with the small window that you have. I think if you believe that these coordinators are going to be two guys heavily sought after next offseason, I think you're fooling yourself.
Here's one thing. I'll throw the number out. 248-539-9797. And again, I don't expect anyone to have big takes because you don't know anything about these people. Neither do we. I mean, what are you going to do? You want me to, like, do some big presentation on his 1 year as the GM of LSU football? Is that what I'm supposed to do? You want me to go back? I just told you, I'm not using what John Morton did 7 years ago against him. I'm also not going to sit here and act like he reinvented the wheel under Sean Payton's show. But I'll give, they have blank slates. But I think the best way for them, Rico, to be better is I think you've got to take a look at the living embodiment of maybe what you have to do, which is I think you got to look at what the Eagles have done in running the football. I think the Eagles kind of had a look in the mirror moment and said, you know what? We get the best O-line in the league. Why are we trying to put up scoreboards? Why are we trying to show people up? Why are we trying to be flash and dash? Pound the rock. Your offensive line is elite. You're going to have to retool a few things. I do think Mahogany will play and start next year. He was very good for them. But Rico, that's probably your best way forward. A damn near 60% rush rate.
You got two really good running backs.
It allows your defense to take its time. Mm-hmm. Less TOP.
Well, here's the other thing. Guys, the proof is in the pudding. Jared Goff, when he was up for MVP talk, remember those games where he was 18 for 18?
Yeah.
Or he was 18 for 19. He wasn't throwing the ball a ton. You throw the ball 18 times, that's basically 9 pass attempts per half.
That's J.J. McCarthy.
You just turn around, hand it off, play action, throw it deep, safe passes. Amon-Ra or Laporta catches it, and they move down the field.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested.
You always lost games, or you were in shootouts when Goff had to throw the ball 26 or more times. That's not his game.
I'll be interested. I wonder what John Morton's going to do. And again, you're working for Dan Campbell. You are working at his behest. If he wants it done a certain way, it's going to be done a certain way. But I do wonder if they recalibrate, because I do have a hard time believing they just roll in and do exactly what they do. That's not how the league works.
Yeah.
So, listen, go ahead. You got two new coordinators. If you think they're perfect hires, great. God bless. 248-539-9797. It's just really hard to get these hires right. And I don't think you're respecting, if you believe that it's just BAU, business as usual, then I think you're disrespecting the guys who gave you everything the last few years, and Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, because I don't think you run it back.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, David, a few of the ticket texts. And again, I don't expect this to be high call volume because you can't have some huge opinion. I don't know whether these guys will be good or bad. I just use league data and history to guide the opinion. And the odds suggest you're going to take a step back. It's not impossible. Maybe they could be better, but I just, when you lose two guys and it's to become head coaches in the same offseason, again, if you want to sell me on the defense because you kept it in-house, you want to sell me the defense getting healthier, I can find a way there. The offense, the relationship Ben Johnson had with Jared Goff was very rare. So I would have to see it to believe it, that they're going to somehow be better, much less the same. And the same hasn't been good enough to get to a Super Bowl.
Correct. And let me say this before I get to the ticket text, because
Thank you, David.
I don't want people thinking I'm being doom and gloom here, but it's just how I feel. It's just looking at things this weekend.
Oh, boy. This
and looking at a timeline for
I'm
the
not Philly- racist, but.
No. Looking at a timeline for the Philadelphia Eagles and what I see with the Lions coming up. We've always compared them because of the coordinator situation, and the Detroit's now dealing with their coordinators. It took Philly, you're right, Mike, it took them a year to figure that out. They had to reshuffle everything, bring in a new set. Well, for Detroit, that means in 26 is the cap situation. You have a Hutch possible contract extension. Everything jumps for Sewell and St. Brown and Goff and all this stuff.
The Jared Goff's number in 26
it's
goes
like 55
from,
million.
It's 68.
Whew, even more than I thought.
Now they'll do something with the deal.
I'm sure.
But your point is well taken. You still got to pay LaPorta. You got to pay Aiden. You got to pay Brian Branch. Hey, by then, does Ragnow play? Is Taylor Decker
Correct.
Still here? So you're right to do what you're doing, but go ahead. Let's hear the rest.
But that's the part of it that worries me, and it makes me lean in the direction that the window is closed, that you missed your shot, and that, yes, you'll still be good, but we're talking Super Bowl here. Super Bowl is another level. And one more thing, because we talked about at the end of the 23 season, oh, well, they didn't deal with a lot of injuries, and they didn't in the 23 season. And we saw what happened with their defense in 24, but I'm not wishing it, but they also didn't deal with any injuries really on the offensive side. We don't know what happens in the future. Mm. We don't know if a Goff can get injured. We don't know if Gibbs can get injured, LaPorta. That's why I think its window is very finite. You can get an injury and everything can change. And if that happens, now what does that do to your window?
I don't think it's closed. I'm not yelling at you. I think it's closing. Like, I think next year is their last real shot. Now, a lot can change and you can reshape things, but here's my problem. You watch championship weekend and you look at a team like the Buffalo Bills, a team that is built the right way. They have a unicorn at quarterback and they've been going at it for years. Now, they did a little bit of retooling and it was kind of masterful, to be quite honest. Losing Steph Diggs, losing some defensive pieces, wasn't good enough. They stayed good. But see, this the idea of a Super Bowl window, I think people conflate the two, where it's like, be good, make playoffs, and then Super Bowl. I think those are two different things. Yes, you have to have A in order to have a possibility of B, but I think we know going into each season what teams are probably in a position to win it all. Now, look, I've just reached a point where as long as the Chiefs have Mahomes, nothing else matters. Plus, they have Taylor Swift and the refs in their pocket. More on that later.
Keep it moving.
David, I don't think you should be vilified for saying tick-tock.
No.
I'm with you. I don't think it's closed, but if they don't, look,
if I'm saying
it's a step back next year, you're right. I can't project 26 and the cap and who will be here and an aging offensive line. You know what? David, maybe you're more right than I'm willing to admit. Go ahead.
And Mike, not to interrupt you, but I think you guys talked about this when I wasn't here last week. You have one more year to figure out the question, can you do this with Jared Goff? Because with that, if you extend him out, then he's your quarterback for a long time, because now you're going to be handcuffed for him for another 3 to 4 more years. Or do you simply say, we're going to Kirk Cousins this guy, and we're just going to move on?
No, but
we're
the way it works.
Draft somebody.
No, to your point, though, I believe Jared Goff will be here for a very long time. You can do both, meaning we had our little 3-year window. Now we got a year, we got to retool. Might take 2 years. Then you rise back up again. It's all these mini bubbles, like what the Niners did. Okay, so the Niners had this moment in time where it was Jimmy Garoppolo's team, right? Then it was, we're going to draft Trey Lance, we're going to go this direction. It didn't work. The only thing that saved you from truly retooling was you discovered a 7th-round farmer, rat-faced moron.
You could have stopped at farmer.
But my point is, look what the Niners dealt with. Now, they lost multiple defensive coordinators over a 3-year span. You know what they didn't get right this year? The DC hire. And what happened? Your defense was trash.
Horrible.
So, again, now will the Niners retool it and maybe be able to give it one more run?
So, yeah, they went out and got Robert Saleh and said, hey, let's run this back.
Now, it's possible, but I bet against it because they're getting old. They're going to lose some players. David, I don't think you're wrong, but I don't know that you're right.
See, I think for them, they're in that same category as the Lions of this is the year. Because everybody was injured, we punt it until next year. And then after that, maybe you sign like a Greenlaw on a 1-year deal. You're going to get a lot of veterans on a 1-year deal, hoping they just want to keep the band together one last time, and then you go get your big run. And that's why I said with Goff, I'm not saying, you know, he's not this great quarterback, but it does get to that moment where you ask yourself, okay, is he that guy that can get the trophy? Can he hoist a trophy? Will there be confetti raining behind him?
You can win it with him, but he has to be heavily insulated. I don't think that's changed. I'm not going to hold one playoff game. Look, here's the thing that's interesting, and none of us know, but would you currently sign a guy on a broken leg and try to get it done early? Because if Aiden bets on himself and gets off to a hot start next year, that's going to cost you another $50 to $75 million.
Yeah, if I'm his agent, I'm not signing a deal, but so I get what you're saying.
So you're betting on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So like that Aiden deal, what people don't realize, that Aiden deal is going to cost you 3 starters.
Yep.
He'll be the highest paid defensive player in the history of the NFL.
And that's where...
Full stop.
And that's why, once again, I'm not anti-Goff, but if you can find a rookie quarterback like Washington...
Oh, my God, what are you doing?
The world is theirs.
Oh, dear.
Because you have a quarterback that... You're under control. You could put all the pieces around him for the next 4 years. And it's not going to cost you that much. Now, you know, in 4 years, we're going to have to blow this thing up because we're going to have to pay this man a lot of money. But you don't have to do that right now. And that's one where if you have your offensive line, and you got everybody else in place, you bring in a quarterback, you save yourself $60 million a year.
See, but to your point earlier, Mike, when you brought up what the Eagles did and realized they got an offensive line and we need to build around that and get Saquon, similar, you're bringing up Goff, it's you just got to know what you have and you can still do it. Midseason, I don't think any of us thought the Eagles were going to make that Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts did not look like a guy that's going to take his team back to the Super Bowl.
And maybe the Lions can emulate it.
That's what I'm saying.
That it takes 6 to 8, maybe 6, 8, 10 weeks to get it cooking. That's why I'm not saying it's close. But the data suggests, yeah, you're not. Look, no team factually has ever lost both coordinators and won a Super Bowl. This just never happened. Could you be the first? Sure, I don't know. But, yeah, David, if you want to sell that the Super Bowl window is a debatable thing, yeah, I can debate it with you. I'm not going to say it's close, though. They have a lot of talent. They can get something done. But if you don't win it next year, you're right. The future gets a lot more difficult. That's all.
Because that's where you got to make business decisions where how valuable is this piece over that piece?
Want to pay J-Mo?
Do me?
No. Okay, you want to pay Brian Branch or Kirby Joseph? Can't have both.
Brian Branch.
Well, too bad. That's not going to be sequenced right. See what I mean? You got to pay Kirby first. It starts to get really dicey. And the Aiden thing, that's that deal, if he bets on himself and has a good early season next year, oh, dear Jesus.
Yeah, you're hoping that Aiden gives you kind of the sweetheart deal that everybody else gave you this past offseason.
No.
Like right before the draft when everybody was signing those deals. They could have broke the bank and said, hey, we'll take a few dollars less.
Oh, really?
To keep it going. Amon Ra, Goff,
hey, David.
Sewell.
David, how's 5 at 165 sound with 120 guaranteed?
I'm saying you're hoping that Aiden goes into that same room, that the other guy say, hey, Aiden, we could have took bigger deals, but we didn't.
Yeah, okay.
This is how we do it in Detroit.
Whatever you say, Boondelay Sabe.
I don't think the NFLPA is going to like that one for him. For him.
Boondelay. Okay. Ain't going to be no Saveing. If I rep Aiden, yeah, here's the deal. That number starts with a 3 in front of it. On a yearly AAV, there's zero question.
Yeah, you're going for Bosa money.
Even more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go Donald. Over the top.
Like back in, okay.
Highest paid defensive player in the history of the sport. And I want my deal future-proofed.
Now,
that no one will leapfrog me in the next 18 months.
Boy, that's going to be something to see who signs between like him and like Thibodeau. That because they're
Thibodeau's not close. Thibodeau's good, but he's hurt and he's on a terrible team. Aiden has shown the ability to be the best player on a very good football team. Kayvon's got to show that. Right now, he's lucky I roster him. I've had enough. I hate every Giant. Okay, be curious. We'll get to the phone calls. We'll do some ticket texts. Pay him. He's lucky if we provide meals and a training table. All Giants should starve to death.
But he does the New York mime sack dance.
Starve. I would starve every player. There'd be no food at the facility anymore. No water.
He's
no orange slices.
He's going to get paid.
No Gatorade. No heat.
Can they get a slice?
No toilets.
Can they at least get a slice?
Go poop in the swamp. Wow. We've had enough. You win games, we give you the toilets back. Be curious. We'll take the phone calls next. 97.1. All right, let's get to the people. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Talking a little bit of Lions. They've hired both their coordinators. It's more of a wide-ranging conversation about what you could expect next year historically versus, you know, what's in your heart, what you want. I'm not going to go as far as David to say the window's closed. No, I don't think there needs to be a huge retooling, but I don't think this will be seamless, and I don't think that's some outlandish opinion unless you're in just the land of delusion, to which I just don't care to talk to you. I'll go to the phones. David, I know I've been bad with ticket texts today. That's on me. Let me get to Brett. He's been very patient, and then we'll get to the ticket text. Brett, how you doing, brother?
Good, how are you, man?
Good. What's up?
Good. Hey, so as I was sitting here listening to you kind of bring up, you know, some really good points, and you started to stir up some internal fear that I didn't even know was there about our window being closed.
Oh, no. I did not mean to do that, Brett. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. But I think as a fan base here, we're in unprecedented territory to really see who we are as an organization and if we're able to sustain success in what does a step back look like now with Dan Campbell and our new ownership team and our new GM. Is it more, are we able to sustain like a Baltimore or Buffalo, how you have to creatively retool, but you're still in the mix and your window doesn't get,
yes.
You don't start to fall out of it.
Yes.
Or do we find ourselves, you know, like, is that, what is our basement now?
I think you just, you can start each season believing you can be a double-digit win team. But I think much like a Buffalo or a Ravens, it hasn't resulted in anything. And that's the danger.
And ours, I think ours is unique, too, because you look at both of them, and they have MVP candidates at quarterback, right? So the way that – and I know Jared Goff had a great season, but they're both aliens. The way that we're built with a lot of talent and a lot of depth at some other positions without having a Patrick Mahomes, without having – so it to me starts to feel a little bit like, are we like the Chargers with Phillip Rivers, right? Where they're always right. You know, we were always right there, but they weren't able to get over the hump. So I'm interested to see going forward what this will look like. And now that you have hopefully some reinforcements coming in on defense, I've heard it likened to like getting Aiden coming back is like having the biggest free agent acquisition in the offseason, right? You've got the best defensive player coming back to your team. So I think winning is going to look different, you know, holding teams to hopefully 20 points a game, and now we only need to score about, 28.
Well, that's why I brought up that, Brett, if I'm Morton coming in here, you know, and you kind of look at what the Eagles decided to do to help their defense out a little bit, commit to running the football. I mean, you're sitting here and you paid David Montgomery an extension, which I don't know that I necessarily love, but okay. And you have Jahmyr Gibbs cheap for another couple years. Yeah, I think you drill down on it and go, what's our way forward? It might be that. But no, Brett, you're built right. I don't know that anyone has come on the air and said, you're not going to be good. No, I don't believe that. But I just think there is a definite separator between good and Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I like the ball control aspect. If we are able to run, limit the amount of possessions that the other team will have. I'm only seeing it from, I think, you know, again, in the next couple of years, I think we're good. It's just, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what we're stepping into if we have a long-term coach, which we haven't had, you know, for
ever.
A long time here.
No, so, and you, I think you're looking at it the right way. And look, here's the one problem. I don't. It's if Jared Goff's biggest crime is that he's not Patrick Mahomes, man, that's not a crime at all. Right. The problem is you're paying him like that. Now, it's you're in a no-win spot as an NFL team. If your quarterback's good to very good, you got to pay him. But it doesn't mean he's great. I don't think Jared Goff's ever going to be great. So you have a bit of an issue there. Right. And Brett brings that up, and it's like there's no savings in having the lesser QB.
No, because here's the thing. When you pay a quarterback like that, you would like to think that if one game you have to rely on him to drop back and throw the ball 40-plus times.
That he could do it.
You can do it,
you know,
and
Goff
we can
was
win.
Throwing it 40 or more this season?
It's like 1-3 or 1-4.
There's a reason you got into Harvard. 1-3. And the one was the Houston game.
Yeah.
Where he threw 7 million picks.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
That's the thing. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I'm not asking you to be Mahomes, but what I am saying is for that amount of money, if I need you, running game's not working, we need to rely on your arm to win, probably not going to happen. And that's where I don't need him to be mobile. I don't need him to rush for 50, 60, 70 yards. Okay, that's just who he is. But, you know, like a Stafford, if you can rely on him. He can go out there and he can throw the ball. He can get it done. There's guys who can do that. That's my biggest problem with Goff. Goff is good when his game is controlled and he's throwing the ball for 23 or less times a game. He's great. He looks like a Hall of Fame quarterback.
But it has to be in that structure. That's why we talk about why this is a very delicate thing. Let's go to Mario, 97.1. Mario, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Good, good. I kind of sort of, so just a couple things. On David's point a few minutes ago, you know, one of the things he mentioned, you know, you could have a catastrophic year, et cetera. Well, if you think about it, this year with the 18 or so 22 players that we had, starters who were injured, it was almost like we had a catastrophic year from an injury point of view, even though we did go 15-2. So is that going to happen again? I'm optimistic that we're not going to have that kind of a year again where you have a lot of starters who are injured and where you got to pick up, you know, people literally off the streets to run your team. That's my first point. Secondly, regarding Jared Goff, I agree with Rico and yourself. You guys have mentioned it. You've got to, if you've got that offensive line that can insulate him and he doesn't have to throw 50 or 60 times a game, and you're using your running game, as I mentioned to you guys a week or two ago, that's a positive. And the third point is you've got, as long as you've got Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes running this team, I'm optimistic that the team will continue to play well. Do the loss of the two offensive coordinators hurt? Absolutely. But I think as long as you've got Campbell and Holmes, you're still doing well.
100%.
Regarding Goff, pardon me?
I said 100%. No argument there.
One more thing, Mike. Regarding Goff, this is the genius of Brad Holmes. So Goff's contract, the $212 million four-year contract starts this year, okay, I believe. But remember this, only $171 is guaranteed. So in reality, you're only, I shouldn't use the word stuck. That's not a good thing to say about Goff. Committed to Goff, that's the proper word, for 3 years, if you think about it, because in the last year, you only have to pay him out. If you want to move on from Goff, all you have to do is pay him out $12 million. That gets you to the $171 that's guaranteed.
Right.
So, you know, I like what you said, Mike. I think Goff's going to be here for a long time. But the genius of Brad Holmes with that contract with Goff you can literally move on after 3 years. You're really not committed to 4 years.
I agree with you. So there's a I think the way it's written is there's a potential out after 2028. But here's the thing. Next year, like if you want cap hits, here, I just pulled this up so we can have the real numbers. So the dead cap and all of it. Well, obviously, you weren't getting rid of him this year. That's just stupid. So 2025, here's his cap number. His cap hit will be 32. The dead cap would be 96. No shot. Now, next year, 2026, the year David was referring to, his cap number is $70 million with a dead cap of 63. Now, after that, all right, your cap hit would be 54 with a dead cap of 29.2. After those three, you could move. The problem is, to continue making it a Super Bowl roster, Jared Goff's cap hit in 2026 is essentially 25% of your salary cap. What I would argue is, if you're going to keep this thing rolling, it has to be with Goff because you would redo the deal, kill that cap hit in 26, drop his number, kick the can down the road, spend that money to re-insulate, and keep this puppy rolling. So while you're saying, hey, we could get out or we could do this, my argument is if you want to stay a Super Bowl team, you have to marry Jared Goff. And I'm talking like David's church, Mary, where divorces aren't allowed. You got us. You got to be in it for the kids.
And see, that's where I'm like, okay, are you sure you want to do this? Because
you better be. Because if you want to keep the window open, it's got to be with this guy.
Right.
Mario, I apologize. We're up against it, brother. I'm so sorry, dude.
I may be the one in the back of the church clearing my throat.
I'm way over time here, but I wanted to stick with Mario's call. All right. We'll get some ticket texts. We got to do something. We had a little fun yesterday, and David wasn't here. But football has dominated our lives, essentially, since mid-August. So while you were away, yesterday we did a college basketball blitz to catch you up to speed. Everything you missed, because who cares about college hoops while the NFL's playing? Well, up next, at 4, it'll just be quick. We're going to go roll round ball. Pistons are having a hell of a nice comeback here. And obviously, no one's watching the NBA because, well, the NFL's playing, and B, the NBA is largely an egregious product. Also, quick note, did you see who is about to get traded in the NBA?
I did.
Well, is it the same player I'm thinking of?
From the West Coast?
Yeah. From Hillbillyville.
Yeah.
You want to know where I think the Aaron Fox is going? Take a guess. Where do you think the Aaron Fox... I've heard a little something about where De'Aaron wants to be.
You're saying here?
David, you're out of your mind. No. I don't know if they'll be able to execute it.
New York? No.
No. Philly? No. Think small market.
Indy?
Okay, similar. See? No, but you're on the right track.
Houston?
I said small market.
Oh.
Ready? De'Aaron Fox is going to go to San Antonio.
Oh, my gosh.
Pair up with Wemby, and then New Orleans will cut Zion this summer, and they'll put Zion out there with Wemby, D-Fox, and Wemby. And then the Spurs become a nightmare scenario.
If you're San Antonio, do you really want
You're getting Zion for free.
Zion?
You're not trading for him.
Yeah, you'll give up assets, yes.
And then you just have to think about Wemby and De'Aaron Fox in a pick and roll, and then you've got that Brommer Bull and Zion for some isolation candy.
I'm done watching the NBA.
How about De'Aaron full speed going down the floor with Zion and Wemby on his flanks?
I didn't even think of
I'm just telling you, that is his preferred destination from what I've heard. Yeah, not that old Mikey knows it.
I thought you were going to say Indy. I was
No. Let's keep D Fox out west. We need the Pistons' ascent to go uninterrupted here, okay? I don't need any old world players coming to the east. That's it.
We're just waiting on Zach LaVine.
Oh, don't, man. You don't want that.
No.
Like, I know you're a horse's ass, but you're not that big of a horse's ass.
Wow.
You don't want Zach LaVine. No, because you're a ball breaker. But you don't truly want him. You just know it bothers me about Zach LaVine.
No, it's just the funny thing is his name is constantly being brought up with the Pistons. At that point, it's like there's a lot of smoke.
Remember when they tried to trade for him? And then he's like, I'd rather have surgery.
Oh,
and he had it.
Like, Zach, it's still 70 games left. Don't care.
Zach, how did you fall again? Don't worry about it. Cutscene.
Don't
care. He had his known to take a shovel to his ankle.
Like I'd rather get cut up.
Right, it's like Brian Greasy in the stairs. Nah, I hurt myself at home.
Who was the player in baseball? He got hurt carrying deer meat up the stairs. He was a Rocky. Was it Clint Barmas?
Clint Barmas, yes, it was.
There was that one. There was Jeff
Broke
Kent.
His collarbone.
He got hurt washing his Jeep. Remember that one?
Yes.
Zumaya got hurt playing a video game.
Allegedly. All right, so
yeah.
David, ticket text, and we'll get to a quick update. But yeah, keep your eye on that. The Kings, man. Just two short years ago, light the beam, story of the league. It shows you how fleeting it all is. Now they're out here maybe trading D-Fox.
With Wimby. Wow.
He's awesome. Go ahead.
Between the new coordinators.
Should have been a Piston.
Sorry, I didn't pray. Between the new coordinators and a brutal road schedule next year against elite AFC quarterbacks, picking the Lions to only win 10 or 11 games feels reasonable.
Yeah, but it's also very solid. Like, if you go 11-6, you're making the playoffs, you got a chip in a chair. All you can ask for is to get in the tournament.
And if you're a Lions fan, let's not to rub salt in the wound, you don't need to get the number one overall seed.
You already committed a personal foul that should have gotten you kicked off the radio station today for what you did to Cookies. You were out of hand.
I did not do anything to Cookies.
No.
Cookies brought that on himself. If you're talking about the Jalen Carter thing.
You were out of hand.
No.
He's very fragile right now.
Yeah. Cookie shouldn't have did shows where he told me Jalen Carter's just an overrated nose tackle. He won't amount to much. He's just a nose. Like, Cookie's, he's actually a lot more than that. No, he's not. You don't want to draft anybody like that.
But did you have to rub his face in it at his lowest point? The guy can barely get out of bed.
He brought it back up.
Today?
And he agreed with me.
He did bring it on the air today, yes.
He agreed with me, like, well, if you had to do it over again, would you take him? And I'm like, yeah, I would.
He said that.
Yeah.
Was he immediately kicked off the air by Tecumseh Tom?
Yeah, they weren't that happy with that. Like, well, you know, Gibbs is, you know, would you honestly take, you know, Gibbs and someone else?
My point is you could have found a different running back. If Brad Holmes is this genius, is it mutually exclusive to everything but the running back position?
I had this conversation over on the J side. Like, well, Gibbs is, you know, he's just transcend, like,
he's okay, a very good football player.
He is, but I'm like,
what big time running backs on his original team
with the offensive line? You know who we don't talk about anymore? We don't talk about Jamal Williams. Why? Because then David Montgomery came in, and then Gibbs came in. Why? Because the offensive line is that good. Yes, you've reached a point where there's certain teams where you can kind of stick anybody back there.
Here's your problem. The problem in all of this is there's a reason Jalen Carter's not here. And it's Jalen Carter. Yeah. Let's just say he did some things that were not in line with how the Lions want to do business. Nothing criminal, nothing nefarious. It was all from an attitude standpoint.
It was a little criminal.
Well, I'm talking about just draft stuff.
Oh, okay. I was like,
No, he had an issue, but I'm talking Deion Sanders and what he told the Giants. That type of thing. From what I've heard, that was kind of like, I ain't going to be around when you're picking me. Okay, son. Cutscene. You just went on the escalator past us. But if you're talking talent, I think you win with big people. I can't knock Gibbs. He's a fabulous player. But yes, Jalen Carter.
Come a few years from now.
Jalen Carter will get paid.
Philly will be ridiculous to let him walk where the Lions will have to make a hard decision. Because yes, tell me the elite running back that's still with his original team.
Bro, can we already just do those shows? I'm not paying Gibbs. 2-4-8.
Well, you have to, because did you see the difference that he was? I'm like,
he's awesome.
Again,
I'm just not going to pay him $20 million a year. It's not happening. I don't pay running backs.
It is a risk that you're taking. It's the Giants said, hey, we're not going to play Saquon. Now, it hurts this year, but you may end up being right.
Can I just already premeditated for 2 years from now? Can I have those shows off? I do not want to be here for it.
And you did it wrong, Mike. You're supposed to snap. And then I'm supposed to say it. We don't pay running backs.
And then I can already predict what the listeners are going to do. But the Eagles paid Saquon. Okay, there's your one example of it maybe working. Cutscene. They don't beat the Chiefs in 2 weeks. Guess what? It didn't work.
You know where else it didn't work? Well, the Ravens. I'm going to get that. Well, the Ravens went to Derrick Henry.
Didn't work.
The Niners and Christian McCaffrey.
Houston and Mixon. I'm just, you know, naming guys.
You know what? You're right. Houston and Mixon.
Oh, David.
Jacobs and the Packers.
Oh, no. All right, listen. Everybody calm down. David, promise me,
Any Gibbs, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what Stoney used to do back in the day. Remember, Stoney used to get the days off when Springsteen would play in like a 500-mile radius.
Right.
Any Jahmyr Gibbs contract shows, I'm going to build it into my next deal. I ain't going to be
like, Mike.
Leave me alone.
Up next. Hey, Mike, where are you going?
We're sitting there pre-show. Yeah, I think we're going to do. He just gets his stuff and walks out.
No. David hits the music for breaking news. There's a vapor trail out of here.
No, what time are we doing the Gibbs topic? We're going to do it at 3, Mike, main stage. Okay. At 2:57, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
2:57, Mike fakes his own death and is selling meatballs in Mexico.
Mike alive? No, I think he's dead.
Bro, you're on your own for those shows. All right.
Bro, I'm telling you, people were ready to fight me tooth and nail. Like, you absolutely are. Like, name me one guy.
All right, listen. Can you save it for the spring of, like, 2027, please?
Gotcha.
All right.
He'll be in the Hall of Fame at that point.
We're David, just hit the effing button, will you please?